McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Islamic State launches two attacks in Syria. Islamic State fighters have begun a new offensive against the Kurdish-held border city of Kobani. They are also pushing into government-held areas in the mostly Kurdish town of Hasaka. The attack came after the IS suffered a series of setbacks in northern Syria against Kurdish forces. A senior U.S. administration official says nuclear negotiators may not reach a final agreement with Iran by a June 30th deadline. The official said negotiators are expected to be at least close to an agreement on the 30th. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is preparing to travel to Vienna, Austria, where talks have been underway. Pakistan has rejected allegations its spy agency was behind this week's attack against Afghanistan's parliament that killed two people and wounded 30 others. Ayaz Ghul reports.
The Afghan Intelligence Service alleges an officer of Pakistan's Inter-Services Intelligence, ISI, facilitated Monday's Taliban bomb and gun attack on the parliament in Kabul. In a statement, the National Directorate of Security also claims the car bomb used in the assault was manufactured in the Pakistani city of Peshawar. But speaking in Islamabad Thursday, Foreign Ministry spokesman Qazi Khalilullah dismissed the charges as nothing new and reiterated Pakistan's determination to strengthen cooperation with the neighboring country in all fields. Ayaz Gulf, Islamabad.
The president of Nigeria will meet with U.S. President Barack Obama next month to discuss the fight against the militant group Boko Haram, as well as other issues. The White House said Thursday that Mr. Obama will host President Muhammadu Buhari at the White House on July 20th. This is VOA News. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras has begun Thursday's round of talks with Greece's creditors in Brussels in hopes of achieving a bailout agreement to save Greece from default next week. Wednesday's round of meetings with Eurozone ministers ended early on Thursday morning with no agreement in place. Here is Greek Finance Minister Yanis Varoufakis.
Interestingly, several colleagues disagreed and criticized not only our text, but also the text of the institutions. And we decided as a Eurogroup that we shall continue our deliberations.
Greece must make a nearly $2 billion loan payment to the International Monetary Fund by next Tuesday. To do that, it needs an $8 billion installment of an EU economic bailout, although Greece has agreed to reform its pension system and raise certain sales taxes, it is still demanding its debt be restructured by the EU. For President Barack Obama, the U.S. Supreme Court's decision Thursday to uphold his health care law represents a victory for him and his legacy. Luis Ramirez reports.
Signing a national health care law that would guarantee coverage for all Americans was a cornerstone of Mr. Obama's bid for the presidency 7 years ago. Now, the Supreme Court's ruling means that law has survived yet another challenge.
So this was a good day for America.
With many Americans who were previously excluded from health plans because of pre-existing conditions now covered, the president said he believes there can be no doubt the law is working and described it as part of the fabric of America that cannot be undone. Luis Ramirez at the White House.
This week's high-level talks between U.S. and Chinese officials underscored the two countries' uneasy relationship despite an effort to build better ties. During the talks, the two countries made efforts to move forward on environmental issues and concerns about the value of the Chinese currency, but they found little common ground on such issues as Chinese expansion in the South China Sea and cyber attacks targeting the American government and businesses. South Africa says it may withdraw from the International Criminal Court. A government spokesman made the announcement Thursday after a cabinet meeting, saying a withdrawal would be a last resort after a review is made of the Rome Statute that sets out the guidelines for the ICC. The threat of withdrawal comes in the wake of a controversy over South Africa's refusal to arrest Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir on genocide charges. President Bashir was in South Africa last week for a two-day meeting of the African Union heads of state. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
The best music today.